Diary of a Piglin, Book 8, Saving the Nether Dragons. Written by Mark Mully. Narrated by David Vandermolen. Disclaimer. This is a work of fiction. Names, characters, businesses, places, events, and incidents are either the products of the author's imagination or are used in fictitious manner. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental. This unofficial Minecraft book is not authorized, endorsed, or sponsored by Microsoft Corporation, Mojang AB, Notch Development AB, or any other person or entity owning or controlling the rights of the Minecraft name, trademark, or copyrights. All characters, names, places, and other aspects of the game described herein are trademarked and owned by their respective owners. Minecraft, registered, trademarked, and copyright 2009 through 2016, Mojang/Notch. Day 1. If you asked me a month before if I ever imagined myself riding on the back of a giant dragon traveling through lava in the middle of nowhere, I would have said, "What a crazy idea." But that's exactly what I did, my diary. I had never dreamed of doing anything remotely close to this. Devart, the Nether Dragon, has offered to help us with our mission. The quest, albeit simple in theory, is a complex one. Devart needs us to bring the Ender Dragon, yes, the same Ender Dragon that inhabits the End, to the Nether, where the creature will be reunited with his kin. Who knew the Ender Dragon was actually a Nether Dragon corrupted by the dark magic of Endermen? I certainly didn't, but as I said before, I don't know if we can pull it off. This mission has to be the hardest thing we have ever done as a group. Come to think of it, my diary, Johansson, Beatrice, Peter, and I have been through a lot. I mean, Peter wasn't there when we destroyed the Triad Bastion and defeated evil Professor Murray, but he helped us when we went after Barry, the corrupt police officer. We also saved Minerland from the evil-minded Triad Society. It was the group that tried to take over the overworld after tampering Johansson and Beatrice's machine. Now we have a new mission ahead of us, and this one is unlike anything we have dealt with before. We have never faced such a strange threat before. Capturing the Ender Dragon is such a novel mission that we don't know how to pull it off safely and quickly. Perhaps the Nether Dragon's new leader, Crop, might have the answer. In the meantime, we can only hope that we can help them. The Nether Dragons are at risk of disappearing forever in a few years' time unless their original leader, also known as the One, returns to the Nether. Day 2. Riding on the back of a 40-feet-long feathered dragon through a lava-filled ocean with boiling temperatures is not as fun as it sounds. It's extremely boring and tiring. "Are we nearly there? I'm almost falling asleep here," Johansson said. "The warmth of lava around us is actually quite comforting, inducing me to sleep," Peter agreed. "We're almost there. Don't worry. The Nether Farlands are far from everything else, so the time it takes to get anywhere is extended," Devart replied. Several minutes later, Devart emerged from the lava. We looked around, and the Nether seemed normal once again. "Are we off the Nether Farlands now?" I wondered. "Yes, although we are also far from the place you call home. This is about halfway through the Nether Farlands. Welcome to Crop's Lair." Devart landed on a big crying obsidian island. "I cannot believe what I'm seeing with my own eyes. Please tell me this is real," Johansson muttered. "What is it, Johansson? Are you talking about this island made from crying obsidian?" I asked him. "So I'm not the only one who can see it," Johansson shouted. "Is this really a crying obsidian island? Like how..." Johansson kneeled on the ground, touching the crying obsidian under our feet with his bare hands. "The crying obsidian certainly is a powerful block. It is formed when Nether Dragons perish," Devart explained. Johansson immediately stopped touching the crying obsidian. "Wait, come again?" "You heard me right. Crying obsidian is formed when another dragon
Sample complete. Ready to continue?